The new proposal would create a $450,000 cap on pain and suffering lawsuits for people injured as adults. Minors who are injured could receive up to $550,000. A special state panel could periodically recommend that the legislature raise those caps. They would not vary by the severity of a person's injuries and would not be adjusted by inflation. The state's largest doctors group has pushed hard to reinstate the limits after the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck them down as unconstitutional earlier this year. The Wisconsin Medical Society's Mark Grappentine says there's proof from around the country that malpractice caps attract doctors because their insurance stays lower.
When you look at other states and the systems that they have, the ones that are quality and the ones that have the best access to care and best specialty care are those states that have the caps.
But critics, like Milwaukee Democrat David Cullen, say there's little proof that Wisconsin's caps have actually helped consumers, and Cullen says there are still areas of the state that are underserved by doctors.
So if this is designed to, one, keep physicians here, it didn't work over the last 10 years, apparently, in the underserved areas. And if it's designed to lower health care costs, it didn't work. So why are we here except that the medical society wants us here?
Critics also question whether this new proposal will do anything to address the Supreme Court's concerns. That's partly because the new cap for adults is only about $4,000 higher than the one justices struck down. The plan supporters say there's evidence that raising the cap any higher would render it ineffective. If the measure clears committee today, it could go before the full assembly as early as next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.